A čo vy? Ste si istí, že vás platia spravodlivo? Minimálny plat v Austrálii je v súčasnej dobe $18.29 na hodinu, čo pred zdanením robí $695 týždenne. Tiskový hovorca ombudsmana Mark Lee vysvetľuje niekoľko možných faktorov, ktoré poukazujú na to, že máte mať vyššiu mzdu.
Many people will be entitled to a higher wage than that, depending on the type of work they're employed to do and the hours they work. So for example, if you are working an overnight shift or on a weekend or public holiday, there'll often be penalty rates that apply. Or if you're working in, say, the manufacturing industry or the restaurant industry, there'll be what we call a modern award that will prescribe the minimum rates relevant to your particular work.
Pokiaľ pracujete ako tzv. Casual worker, vaša mzda by mala byť vyššia, a to hlavne kvôli vašej pracovnej dobe.
A casual worker will get 25% loading. So for example, if you're a casual worker who is working in a job where you're covered by the minimum wage of $18.29 per hour, you should get 25% above that rate for your ordinary hours. The trade-off for that as a casual worker is that you don't get things like paid annual leave or long service leave entitlements.
Vyšší plat by ste mali mať aj v prípade, že pracujete cez víkend, behom štátnych sviatkov alebo v noci.
Penalty rates apply to anybody who's working on a Sunday or a weekend or a public holiday. There may also be allowances for people who conduct work at irregular hours. So for example, if you work in a service station and you're working overnight at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m, you will get a penalty rate or an allowance above the ordinary minimum wage.
Pokiaľ máte pocit, že nie ste spravodlivo zaplatení, alebo to iba chcete skontrolovať, môžete sa obrátiť na úrad Fair Work Ombudsmana, ktorý má k dispozícii kalkulačku a niekoľko asistentov, ktorí vám pomôžu a poradia.
You can go to calculate.fairwork.gov.au, answer a few simple questions about the type of work that you do, and it will tell you what the minimum rate that you're entitled to are. You can also give us a call on 13 13 94 and speak to one of our advisors who'll be able to take you through the process and tell you what you should be getting paid and figure out whether or not what you're receiving is what you're entitled to under the relevant modern award.
Lori Berg je lektorka na právnickej fakulte University of Technology v Sydney. Minulý rok spolu s kolegom vypracovala štúdiu o krátení platu. Výsledky boli veľmi alarmujúce, a to hlavne pre medzinárodných študentov a cestovateľov.
Our national survey of over 4,300 people was really the first hard data that showed severe underpayment is widespread among international students and backpackers across a range of industries and nationalities. One in three international students and backpackers were paid about half of the legal minimum wage. And a substantial number also were working in conditions that could amount to criminal forced labor.
Prieskum ukázal, že veľká časť študentov o minimálnom plate stanoveným zákonom vedelo, ale vo svojom okolí sa bohužiaľ stretli iba s podhodnotenými pracovnými podmienkami a obávali sa, že nie sú schopní si nájsť lepšie platenú prácu. Týka sa to niekoľkých pracovných odvetví. Niektoré sú horšie než iné.
It was especially common in food services, so almost 2 in 5 participants had their lowest paid job in cafes, restaurants and takeaway shops, which was far more than for any other job. And underpayment was particularly severe in fruit and vegetable picking. So almost a third of people who worked in fruit and vegetable picking were earning $10 an hour or less.
Prekvapivé bolo aj zistenie, že študenti a cestovatelia, tzv. Backpackers, mali rovnakú skúsenosť s podhodnotenou mzdou, a to bez ohľadu na národnosť.
Workers from Asian countries, including China, Taiwan and Vietnam, were receiving lower wage rates than those from North America, Ireland and the UK. But having said that, we were really struck by the finding that severe underpayment was experienced by every major nationality of backpackers and international students in this country. So at least 1 in 5, Americans, British, Indians, Brazilians and Chinese all earned roughly half the minimum wage. But for some nationalities, severe underpayment was even more common than that.
Stále je ešte dlhá cesta k náprave systému. Je nutné, aby vláda aj firmy podnikli potrebné kroky, ale Mark Lee hovorí, že jeho úrad Fair Work Ombudsman už teraz má prostriedky, ako sa dovolávať nápravy.
We have a translation service that's free and available as well. Our website is also available in 40 different languages. And we have an anonymous tip-off function tool as well. So we understand that some people may be reluctant to reveal their identities. So we've developed this online tool on our website, fairwork.gov.au, where people can go and provide us with information about what's happening to them without disclosing their identity.
Pokiaľ sa obávate, aby to nemalo vplyv na vaše víza a ich prípadné zrušenie zamestnávateľom, Mark Lee hovorí, že úrad ombudsmana sa postará o to, aby sa nič také nestalo.
They're worried that if they come to us and talk to us that something bad will happen to their visa or they may be sent away from Australia. We can give people assurances that we've developed an agreement with the Department of Immigration where if somebody comes to us and they tell us about what's happening to them in the workplace and they're cooperating with one of our investigations, we can make sure that they won't suffer any adverse effects to their visa status.
Viac informácií nájdete na stránkach fairwork.gov.au alebo môžete zavolať na číslo 13 13 94.